Hello, Shackley family. This is Master Coordinator Pat Hintz, and I'd like to welcome you all to our weekly Fast Track Conference call. Thanks for joining us today. This is a common place where everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders and our new up-and-coming Fast Track business leaders as well. And we're trying to provide a consistent message about how you and your teams can become director and then develop other directors so that you and your teams can build to executive coordinator and then on to the end result of presidential master coordinator someday. Our goal is to help you narrow the gap between the time that you join Shackley as a gold ambassador and becoming a director in a timeline that meets your expectations, goals, and dreams. And that's why we're here every single week to help you do just that. And so let's get started. We have a great call planned today for you, and it's exciting for me to have this special guest on with us. It's none other than key coordinator Sean Gray. Sean's been involved in Shackley now for the past 5 years and really has enjoyed some tremendous, incredible success. And I'll let Sean tell you about his personal story. But I will say this. I have seen Sean in action, have had the privilege of working with Sean for a number of years, and I think that he captures the essence of a great Shackley leader. He's always positive, upbeat. Obstacles are never anything but opportunities in his eyes. So I'm really excited that you have a chance to hear from him. He's been highlighted in different books and magazines and articles about his tremendous success in this industry, and he's always willing to help everybody out and is really an incredible role model for all the new people in Shackley to follow. So, Sean, after that introduction, thanks for being on the call here, bud, and congratulations on all the success, man.
Hey, good evening, Pat. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. Thanks for the wonderful introduction, and thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and share a couple of thoughts with you tonight, Pat. We actually got back from Beijing about 2 days ago, so my body time zone is somewhere over the Pacific Ocean right now. but it's all good, man. I'm excited to be here. We're going to have fun.
I got you. Well, we've got just a quick little series of questions. We have people calling in and listening to this message each and every week that are brand new to the company. Some have been around for a long time. Some have been around for just a little bit of time. But we're going to try to give everybody a little bit of shot of information that can help them build a bigger Shackley business tomorrow than the one they got today. That's our whole goal. And I know that you've got some insights to be able to help us do that through the topics I've got for you. But before I hit that, let's do this, because we have so many new people, you know, listening in every single week. It would be very helpful if you could just, you know, tell your story a little bit about how it is you're here in Shackley. And I think that would help, you know, enlighten a bunch of people.
Absolutely. You know what? I was thinking about this today. It was actually 5 years ago this week that that we were introduced to Shackley and became part of the Shackley family. It's amazing. It seems like the blink of an eye. So have been full-time with Shackley from the beginning. I have actually been, my wife Carmen and I live in Fargo, North Dakota. We have a little boy named London. He will be 4 years old today, actually. Today the 2nd of November is his fourth birthday. So great fun. You know, we had a great birthday party planned for him, and you know how four-year-olds love birthdays. So it's actually been 14 years, Pat, that Carmen and I have been what I'll call professional networkers. I went to school to be a commercial airline pilot. Got my degree from the University of North Dakota in the mid-90s, an aviation degree and a business degree, and you know, just borrowed the better part of $100,000 to get my undergraduate thing done, and was in the process of doing what everyone said you're supposed to do, which is go to school, get a good education, get a good job, go to work for somebody, and work hard, when I ran into network marketing. And, you know, kind of started out as a part-time thing, and after a few months decided I wanted to make a career of it. So I called my dad and told him that all those loans that he co-signed for me to go to college, I wasn't going to do that, I was going to do this. And we haven't looked back since, Pat, and I can't believe it's been 5 years, the first 5 years of kind of getting settled here with the Shackley family, and the next five are causing me Shackley insomnia almost every night. So I'm excited to share some thoughts about hopefully helping people get a little bit of a better grasp on something that I think a lot of new people tend to get freaked out about a little bit, and that's kind of helping people get started or closing. And so hopefully, like you said, we can close that gap and help give people some tips that will help them in their business moving forward.
Yeah, I know you'll be able to, because your expertise doesn't only – the borders of North America do not limit your reach of expertise, bud. And I know that everybody on the call, certainly If they don't know now, they certainly will in short order, that you have been dynamically building overseas quite a bit, probably more so than most, and you spent a great deal of time in China. Before I get into these questions, I think it'd be a lot of fun just to hear a tidbit about what's happening in China and what your feelings are over there, and I know that you're building a great group. So could you do that?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what is that cultures are different, languages are different, but people are the same, Pat. I mean, everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to be younger, look younger, feel younger, live longer, lose weight, go green, be healthier, and make money and create a lifestyle. They want stability. They want, you know, security. They want upward mobility. They want to live in the home that they choose and drive the car that they want and send their kids to school where they want to. And so, you know, the Chinese people are very much, it's a culture that we all know what's happened in the last 20 years there. And they are absolutely loving Shaklee. The fact that, you know, it's a 50-year-old company that is brand new in their country. And they're very much in tune with quality American products. And they love and attach to the business opportunity involved with our company. And so they like the fact that it's kind of this paradox of, hey, it's got this incredible rich heritage, but it's new here. And, I think that there's a Vivix launch coming up here shortly. And the last event I went to in Beijing had just – it was an invite-only event, and, you know, a VIP event had, you know, well over 500 people there that are all excited and a lot of new people joining. And the Shaklee spirit is alive and well all over the world. My suggestion is to ask everyone in your day-to-day conversations, hey, you don't happen to know anybody – that is from or does business in Asia, in China, Taiwan, areas like that, do you? And start to have those conversations here, Pat. And I'm telling you that it's the best to build here and ask those questions is the best way to end up with a downline report that you can't read, which I think is everyone's objective.
That is very cool. I always like to say this. It would be very, very neat to sit on top of a business where the sun will never set on your income. I mean, that is very cool, and that's what's happening for you and your team, Carmen, and again, happy birthday to London. That's very cool. So, all right. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about our topics here because that's what people called in to listen to. I've got a couple of quick questions here. Our topic today is really closing the deal. How do you ask questions, answering questions, and then listening so that you have the ability to handle some objections. That's the overview here. So, this idea of closing, so many people don't consider them, the vast majority of people that are listening to the call, Sean, don't consider themselves necessarily salespeople, okay?
Right, right.
Now, we all have to go through the selling process no matter what we're doing, just even to, you know, get our first dates, right? We got to do that to a degree. But closing the deal has a tendency in our business to slow people down from even the smallest bit of activity. And I think that learning that closing is not really necessarily the objective. It's just the step in the process, and it's not a thing to be nervous about. And so I would ask you to address that a little bit about how you teach, train, and encourage those people that are listening in about this thought or fear of closing.
Absolutely. I think you're right. I think for the vast majority of people, this is something that when it comes right down to the brass tacks, it's something that they're scared to ask. It's something that they're scared to take that step forward and to lay it out there. And, you know, it is very different. You know, my father-in-law sold life insurance for 40 years, was very successful in it. And when we first started our career in networking, Pat, we were, you know, he was watching some presentations that I did and things, and he's like, gosh, you know what? You know, at the end of the deal, I would ask for people to join. I would ask for people to get started and give them options of what, you know, if this is what you're looking for, join here. If that is what you're looking for, join here. And he said, gosh, we do the same thing. And I said, Albert, you know what? We don't. There are some similarities because not everyone says yes, and we're okay with that. But, you know, kind of for you, for in an insurance sales position, yes, there's customer service involved after the sale, but for you, when someone writes a check or gives you a credit card number to get started, it kind of signifies the end of the transaction, right? For me, it's for us, it's really the beginning, and it is only a step in the process. When someone makes a decision to get started as either a consumer or as a partner, as one of your business partners, there's a lifelong relationship that is really just that takes another step. That is another step right there of getting that developed. And so It's not this big. It's not like when someone fills out an application, you know, bells go off and you should be all freaked out because this big thing is going to happen. No, it's just kind of the next step. And I think that the best way to handle it is that the closing process, for lack of a better term, starts from the minute that you sit down and say hello and introduce yourself to somebody. And that it's really handled very easily if we prepare by getting to know the person that we're talking to. Now, I don't care if it's a one-on-one, Pat. I don't care if it's a small group setting. But, if it's an in-home meeting or, something where you've got 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 people, I love to be able to sit down and just at the beginning say, hey, thanks, welcome. I appreciate everybody coming. Here's who I am. Here's why I'm here. Right. Here's about my family. Here's what I saw in Shackley. Here's what I wanted. And here's what it's done for me. And you kind of share a little bit about you and your story and your heart, so to speak. Right. And then the best thing you can do is have those initial conversations with people even before you start talking about the details of Shackley. Ask people about their family. Ask them about what they do for a living, and not just some rote question where you listen to an answer and go on to the next question. But I'm talking about listen to the emotion. Try and listen for the emotion that people are relaying when they answer. If someone says, I'm an accountant. Really, how long have you been doing that? Gosh, 14 years. And you're kind of like, does it seem like 24 or what, what's going on there? And so you kind of get, in my head right there, when someone does that, I'm thinking, this person is maybe not necessarily loving their career. And so, maybe at some point later in the evening, I can ask, hey, if there was a way that you could replace that income and make a career change from being an accountant, is that something that you would ever consider if you were able to actually step up your income right. As opposed to taking a step back? So I want to know the feelings about, about their kids and, somebody says, oh, gosh, I got twin boys, they're 14, I said, I bet your house is quiet all the time. Yeah, you got to be kidding me, something broke every day. And you say, how's the college planning going? Hey, you got a double barrel there. You got two of them. Oh, you aren't kidding. So all of a sudden you start to ask. I think the point is, Pat, that the closing, when it comes to that step in the process, if I can have a feeling or an understanding about what it is that's important to the person I'm talking to by asking a lot of those questions, then it really gets a lot easier to help them solve what it is that they're looking for, to help them see how Shackley is just an answer either to help improve their health or to help improve their health and to help improve their financial situation, because people only get one or the other. So I think, without getting in a lot deeper, I'll throw it back to you here, but yeah. I think that preliminary, getting to know someone, developing rapport, asking a lot of questions about them, their family, their, FORHM, we've heard that, family, occupation, recreation, health, and money. And not just asking them, what do you do for a living, but digging in a little bit and getting people to open up and share. Number one is how people begin to trust you. Number two, it's also about how you start to figure out in your head what it is this person is looking for. So then when it comes down to it at the end of the night and you're able to say, hey, you know what the next step is? Do this or do this. Do you see how maybe we could help you get out of your career? It makes that step that much easier. Does that make sense?
It does. And I came from a selling background prior to being involved in network marketing and home-based businesses and things like Shackley. So we were always taught the selling process that you needed to go through, and closing was the last thing where you tried to get the check from someone, right? Well, right. In networking, it really isn't about a sales process. It's about, I think you're more in the lines of promotion, which means that you're promoting what it is you're doing through information and excitement and that transference of excitement and passion to other people that you're talking about. And the easiest way to transfer that is to find out what their hot buttons are. And if you did that effectively, right, to try to find out what it is they may have an interest in that Shackley is an answer for, mm-hmm. then the closing process really becomes just that. It becomes really integrated into everything. And at some point, I've always, told the groups this, is that, it's pretty easy to deal with somebody that wants to be dealt with. It's just one of those things. I always make the comment that it's sort of like, you know, my grandpa used to say, just kiss the girls leaning towards you. So, you know, it's those are the types of people we want to deal with. And if you set it up properly, then the closing thing doesn't take that big of a you know, picture in your mind, or fear creates that fear in your mind that might, in fact, stop you from doing something in the first place. So,
I agree with you, Pat. Let me throw in one other thing. I think that it also helps, especially if you're in a small group setting.
Yeah.
It also helps if you set a little bit of an expectation in the beginning that says, hey, you know what, I'm really glad to meet you guys. I'm excited to be here. I'm really excited to share my passion about what Shackley has done for me, and, you know, really more importantly, what I believe it can do for you. And my hope is that when we're done here tonight and your questions are answered, that we can be partners. And that would be my hope. And some of you may choose that that's not for you. And, I respect that. I appreciate your time one way or the other. But my hope, you know, when we're done, and that you feel good enough about Shackley and about the group of people we're working with here, that you can be a partner with us, either a partner in just helping your health or a partner in helping your financial future along with your health. And, you know, we'll get to that near the end. But, you know, if you kind of make reference to the fact that we're going to be able to be partners, that that's what you're looking for, not a selling process, but to be a partner, and you lay that expectation out, you know, they kind of know what's coming, and it alleviates any stress or anxiety that you or they may feel later on.
Yeah, and I what happens there is we always tell people that, you know, people don't know how much, or people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, and really the only way to find out and create rapport with people is to ask questions. Talk to us about the importance of just that little either, you know, pre-meeting meeting or that time where you just have a chance to say hello and you ask a couple of questions without really any purpose in mind other than to gather that information for, you know, maybe a little bit further down the road use, whether it's, you know, 5 minutes because the meeting's going to start in 5 minutes or 5 days because you're going to follow up in 5 days. How important, you know, is it that you create those little bit of few questions in your mind to ask?
Well, you and I both know that everybody's favorite person in the world. If you say who's the person you love the most, who's the person you like to talk about the most, people may say someone else, but in reality, it's ourselves, right? Everybody loves to talk about themselves. You know, and quite frankly, people begin to trust. That trust bridge is built when people are talking about themselves and they're answering questions. And I'll tell you that. Even if it's right before a larger, you know, public meeting event, your ability to just to go over to somebody and say, hey, you know, even, you know, put your hand on their shoulder briefly and shake their hand and look somebody right in the eye. Just look them right in the eye and smile and say, hey, thanks for coming. My name's Sean. It's great to meet you. I see that Pat brought you. You know, he's a great guy. He's really doing good things with our business. He must have thought a lot about you to bring you to this. And just to develop that, to take, even if it's just a few seconds, Pat, if you don't have it, but to make that person feel like there's no one else in the room, you know, that you're asking them, you know, a little bit about themselves. If you've got that 5 minutes to be able to say, you know, what type of career do you come from? What's your experience? What's your family like? What made you decide to come here? Why did you come tonight? You know, do you have a little bit of information? Are you curious a little bit about either the products or the business side of Shackley? You know, you're right. The answers to those questions may be relevant at the end of the evening. But you and I both know that if we're doing the business like we should, the majority of people that we present to are probably not going to join us right then and there. Now, they may join a week later, a month later, a year later, 5 years later, and certainly a decent percentage of them will never join us. And that's the business. You know, that's part of what we do. But what it also allows you to do is to create a follow-up process where if you know that someone is going through a job transition or a life transition and it's not the right time for them, and they've shared a little bit about that with you, and you've just looked them in the eye and you've tried to understand, you know, who they are, where they're coming from, how they feel about it, you can go home to your tickler file, so to speak, and you can put some notes in whatever kind of a system I track that you use or whatever it is, some notes about that person to be able to say, you know, they were going through some, you know, transitions in career and this and that, and Shackley just wasn't right. Then your next conversation, you have something that is personal, that's relevant to their life, and that you can ask them about. And, you know, instantly they're like, wow, this person really does care about me. They don't just care about trying to get me into a business, they actually care about me. And so I think that if you don't do that, then it's really, if we don't have some sort of connection or questions in the beginning, it's really easy for even a guest, especially in a cold, you know, a cold environment where it's someone that you're just meeting, to feel like it could be a sales process.
Well, and here's what happens, too, is that when you get good at doing our business, at actually being a networker, you know, we always tell people, you're not going to get in, you don't get into Shackley until Shackley gets into you. And then you don't necessarily have to go out and do it. You just do it as you go out, right? That's sort of a subtle change, subtle difference. But you're always looking, and you're always looking to pick up that those pieces of information, because what's going to happen for the vast majority of people, they're going to come up with some very common objections as to why it is that they can't do something like Shackley, okay?
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever experienced this or not, but I've had many people give me different objections of why they can't do Shackley. So I'm certain that the new people that are on the call are having that or will have that at some point in time in their experience in Shackley. How do you know? How do you look at those things, Sean, with regards to, you know, number one, how do you handle them? And then sort of philosophically, how do you handle them in your head? That it's okay that they come up. You know, I don't have the time, Sean, or I don't have the money, Sean, or whatever the objection might be. How do you look at those and maybe talk around that just a little bit?
Absolutely. And I tell you what, you'll probably only hear, you know, 3, 4, 5 major objections, and you'll hear the same ones thousands of times, you know. But then every once in a while somebody will throw in an objection where you're just like, ah, that's crazy, you know. That's the fun part about the business is, I had a guy tell me one time, well, I would never want to earn more money in this because then I have to pay more child support. Like, what? Okay. You know, you don't hear ones like that very often, but, you know, this looks great, but I don't have time, I'm so busy, or I just don't have the $300 to get started or the $850 to get started. You know, those you hear pretty frequently, right? And so let's say as an example, you know, I'm chatting with the accountant that I referenced earlier that, you know, that said, oh, you know, it's been 14 years, and you can tell that you know, you really can't see a question that I would follow up with, you know, at some point later in the evening, say, you know, you've been an accountant for 14 years. I mean, can you see yourself doing that for the next 20?
Right.
Gosh, I hope not, you know. I mean, you help them think about their future. Can you see yourself being happy and wanting to do that for the next 20 and talk about the vision of themselves and their future? And so let's say that person comes down at the end of the evening. We've had discussions about the products. We've had discussions about the business. And they say, you know what? This looks great. You know, I would love to do that gold ambassador thing. I don't have $300. I don't have $300 to do it. And you know, my answer to that is that with pretty much any objection I'll start with, is I'll look them in the eye and say, you know, people want two things, Pat. They want to be understood, and they want to be right. And so, you know, I'll look at somebody and say, hey, I totally understand that. I know where you're coming from. I think pretty much anybody that I've ever known in their life, anybody that I've ever known in my life has been there at some point in their life.
Right.
Does that make sense? You know, I understand you. You're right. You know, but let me ask you this. $300 aside. $300 aside, do you see Shackley, even though, you know, this is your first introduction, could you, just as an initial introduction, could you see this being the vehicle that would allow you to transition out of being an accountant into becoming a full-time entrepreneur that works from home and, you know, plays golf when you want and, you know, plays with your kids and travels when you want and earns the type of money that you feel that, you know, you deserve? Could you see this as a vehicle? Yeah, I could. I just don't have $300. Okay, great. Hey, tell you what, do me a favor, if you would, okay? Bob, we'll call him Bob. And Pat, what we have is a sheet just called like a, you know, just a kind of a get started sheet. Call it a 24-hour checklist that on that sheet says this, you know, this would be step one, this would be step two, this would be step three. And I would, if you're in a small group setting, I would have like a sheet like that of just, you can print something up that would be number one, get registered as either a consumer or a gold. Number two, you know, we'll get your back office activated. Number three, you know, on and on and on. And part of that get started checklist has got a spot for 15 names and phone numbers, okay? And so if we're doing like an in-home meeting, I'll have those sheets laying out. I'll have applications printed off from the back office laying out right there.
Right.
So not like you have to go find one, so that they're just plentiful all over the place. I would put this sheet in front of Bob, and I would say, Bob, would you do me, sit at the kitchen table here, and you know what, $300 aside, do something for me. Would you just jot down the first 10 or 15 or 20 names that come into your head? Don't judge whether you think they'd be interested in the products or whether you think they'd be interested in the business or not, but just jot down their names. And I actually got to go over and talk to Susie here on the other side, and let me grab you a performance drink when I'm over here. I'll be back in 3-4 minutes. My point is, Pat, is I'm gonna lead him. I'm going to let him jot down a few names because I want to know one thing. Is the I don't have money thing a real objection in his head, or is he just really not interested and he's just saying it?
Right.
You know, does that make sense? So yeah. I go get a performance. I come back in 4 minutes, and if Bob is sitting there, you know, drumming his fingers on the table, and he's got two names on his list, right? And he's sitting there kind of thinking, and he's, well, that's, you know, pretty much everybody. Bob doesn't want to do the business. He doesn't see this as a viable option for him right now. And the I don't have money thing is just kind of his way out without saying, you know what, I'm just not interested. I just want to know where people come from. I'm okay with yes or no. I just want to know what the truth is. Okay. Now, if I come back, Bob's got 15 names written on those sheets and on the front page. He's flipped it over and he's writing names on the back.
Yep.
You know, then I know that his brain is working. He's actually thinking about it. And then I can sit down and I can start to talk to him about those people. I said, start the first three that you think are entrepreneur-minded. Start the first three or four that you think would be interested in having a business or maybe doing that fast-track thing that I showed you, you know, trying to earn up to $100,000 in your first 15 months. You know, 15 months. Who do you think would be, oh, tell me about him. Your brother-in-law, where does he live? Oh, gosh, he's right here in town, you know. He's owned a couple of businesses. Do you guys get along? Yeah, we get along great. So if you called your brother-in-law and said, hey, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine because I have a business idea I want to share with you. If you said that to your brother-in-law, Bob, would he say, okay, yeah, sure, we'd be able to see him. So what I'm doing, Pat, is I'm actually going through this list. Bob has told me he wants to do the business, he just doesn't have the money, and he's followed up by mentally starting to do what I'm telling him. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, you know, I'm already doing it. I'm working through his list of people, and all of a sudden, if we spend 15 minutes talking about the 15 people on his list, you know, which ones would be interested in health, in his opinion, which ones would be interested in earning either an additional income or a professional income, then when we get back to the question, say, you know what, Bob, the $300, you know what, your list of 15 to 20 to 25 right here, Bob, this list and what stems from this list, I'm not trying to be, you know, dramatic or, you know, melodramatic here, but, I mean, this list could be worth thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to you because you just don't know what these people are going to do. So here's my suggestion. Let's brainstorm three ideas of how you could come up with $300 to get the business started. I mean, could you borrow $30 from 10 people? You know, because if you look at this power of 10 that we talked about, we helped get two partners started for you. You know, that's 10 points, that's $200 in upfront money plus PV payments. So, I mean, basically, you can wash it. You know, it'll come pretty close by helping get a couple of people started. And so you help see that process. And maybe he's like, oh, gosh, I don't, you know, that sounds great. I don't know anybody to give it to me. Well, hey, you know what? If you died tonight, who would be at your funeral tomorrow? We'll start with those people. You know? No, I'm kidding. I think you have fun with it. I think you have fun with it. You know?
Well, here's the thing. Let me add something to that. Because when you see something that you put a value on greater than the cost, there'll be no stopping, even if you don't have the money, right? So the real element is what you talked about, is the ability to discern who's, you know, truly sees a value and who does not see a big enough value yet. And it may not be because we haven't done, you know, the presentation in the proper way. It may be because their underlying life may not be hurting enough yet for them to see a value in something else. So for me, I always try to teach people this. You do what you can do as far as the presentation. That's all you can do is put Shackley in front of people. You can't determine how bad it is they want it. And I tell you, one of the challenging things for most new people is how come people don't see it? especially those that we know need it. You know
right.
what I mean? I mean,
right.
it's like so frustrating sometimes because you're like, dang it, those people really need something like Shaklee, and they can't see it. But I, again, tell as many people as I can, if you and I are more frustrated with their life than they are, okay, or more dissatisfied with their life than they are, it's not going to work. It's got to be from them. And I love the way you ask the questions about finding, you know, the objections, realizing that, you know, you've got to figure out as people go what is truly holding them back. And really, the honest, unabated truth is the best. And then if done all the way through that process, closing is really not this issue or even a road bump at that time. It's sort of like the natural flow and progression of what somebody needs to do to join your business.
Well, so you're totally right. And I think, you know, it's the same thing with people. If somebody says, this looks great, I just don't have time. Well, if they're willing to put together a few names down there, you say, hey, you know what, I totally understand that. It felt the same way. I've found that's the power of our business, is that you've got a group of people designed to help you succeed. So if we look at your list of, you know, Larry, Moe, and Curly here that you said that you think would be interested in the business, if you can create an introduction for me to help share the story either by phone call, you make a phone call that says, hey, I've got a, you know, I have a partner I need you to meet and hear about our business, you know, let me see if we can help get some things started. And what happens is that as a few find a few find a few, you know, your couple hours a week turns into 20 or 30 or 40 hours a week. And I'm here as your sponsor to help facilitate that. And so you kind of address that as much as possible to find out if it's a genuine concern that you can just help them answer, or if it's just an excuse and they don't see enough value in it, like you say. Because then at the end of the deal, it's very easy, if an application is there and you're laying out, it's really easy to look at someone and say, you know what, this sounds great. I've got a couple people here that I think we could talk to. And you know what, I can't see myself being an accountant for the next 20 years. And you know, you can also ask questions. If you can't, you know, what's been your plan prior to this?
Right.
And, you know, most people will be like, I don't have one. And you say, you know what, do you see Shaklee as that option? Because I'll be your partner, and my goal is to help you get along this fast track. We're working with, you know, talk about your upline. We're working with great upline to do it. And you know what, Bob? The next step would be this, right? I would get started as a gold ambassador. Now, my suggestion would be the super gold, right? Because it Shakleyizes your entire home. It makes all of your products, you know, your business startup costs is tax deductible. You have all the business materials. You're bonus eligible. You already have 500 points, and it's the key way for people that really want to fast track. Now, if that doesn't fit for you for whatever reason financially, then, you know, you can go down to the gold. I always start with the super gold, Pat, and I just tell people the next step is to do this, okay, is to get started as either a super gold or a gold. And then you tell people, after that, I'm going to schedule you for your Shaklee University training, where you're not going to sit in front of your computer all night, but you're going to take a step, you're going to take a section, you know, every couple of days, you're going to start to learn about it. We're going to have a first step training, you know, where you and I go one-on-one, and this list of 15 people that we've looked at, we're going to set an in-home presentation for you a week from Wednesday, and we're going to get these 3-4 people to come over. We're going to try and have a coffee meeting with your friend Joe, because he's an entrepreneur. He likes home-based businesses. We need to see him next week. And so I've already kind of told him this is the next step, but here's the step after. Do you see what I'm saying? So the next step is to go ahead and get registered, but here's the step after. So it's all of a sudden you don't walk up to this wall and you say, oh, okay, well, so, you know, you got to pay some money, and we're not going to talk about anything else. Well, of course you do. It's a business. But here's what you're going to do with this step, and then this is what you're going to do after that. And I think it makes it just that much easier. People start to see the process work in their head. And it works for the other side of it, too, is that if you've got a group of 5 or 6 people and you're all done and the presentation is finalized, you know, I'll tell people, hey, I appreciate – you guys had great questions. This is fun. I look forward to being partners with, hopefully, all of you. And here are what I would suggest is the next step. If you have absolutely no interest in that fast track thing I talked about, or that cruise, you know, to Belize that I talked about, or earning free products, or changing career type money, if none of that interests you, but you're only interested in you know, being healthier, being younger, living 25 years longer, then become a consumer And here's how you would do that, right? But if you're interested in any of those other things I talked about, I'd suggest joining as a gold or a super gold. And those are those two options. Either way, then what it allows us to do is to help educate you on the next step after that, which is, hey, we're going to, if it's products, we're going to teach you a little bit about the products you're using. If it's the business, we're going to get you through your, get you started in your training courses and help you take advantage of that power of 10 that I mentioned in our first 90 days. Does that make sense, Pat?
It does. And what's really neat about it is it all ties back into, you know, handling those objections that people will mm-hmm. have with the answer of what to do next. And I've always loved the time objection because I've learned long ago that it's a very simple one to answer by saying, listen, I understand you may not have time to do Shackley, but you have time to get it started. And in our business, the way that our model works is that you can make money from what you do, but you can make a fortune from what you start. And let me teach you how to start that. And then you walk through that whole process of you know, what it is we do next and focusing on the next step, and so forth. So time and the next step are the two things that we need to cover because we're out of time, me and you.
Right.
And
right.
we want to leave everybody with some next step action steps to take before next week's call on another great topic. So I'm going to leave you with a couple minutes here to say, all right, new person, they're in. They're getting started. You may have covered some of this, so go through it the way you want to. But what should they be doing this week?
You know what? My suggestion is to schedule, first things first, schedule your appointments. All right? Book your appointments for the next 7 days. And if you can't, if you can't get a book tonight, that you know, for this week, then book them for next week. Book your small group presentations, your in-homes, your one-on-ones. Get them done. So that you know you have a shot at getting exposure to X amount of people this week. Get the preliminary appointments set up. And then really sit down and spend some time thinking about and jotting out a few questions that you think that you can ask that you can do differently the next time you have a presentation with somebody, whether it's a one-on-one over the phone, over a web conference, or a small group meeting. Sit down and practice a couple of times, maybe with someone that's on your team, maybe with your upline, and maybe it's just practicing in your head or whatever it is. Practice what questions you're going to ask to help develop that rapport, start to find out what that person's reason might be, so that when you have this, you know, in-home presentation on Thursday night, you're at least making attempts at it. You know what, Pat, nobody's ever perfect at it. Nobody's ever even good at it in the beginning. So you go do it, and you start to ask those questions. So kind of have a little bit of a game plan, I guess is my point, on which questions you're going to ask and how you're going to lead people through that next step process when it comes to that point.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I tell you what, Sean, as always, phenomenal job. Thanks for taking the time to do this. We appreciate everything that you do for so many people, not only here when you're home, but also when you're in China helping us out from afar. So, again, thanks and great job, man.
Hey, thanks, my friend. I appreciate it. I wish everybody here a great, successful Shackley week. And take what you're learning here on the Fast Track calls and apply them. This isn't just something that is in theory. Apply it. Step forward with it. And you're going to find that every time you do it, it gets easier and easier and easier. So thanks for having me, Pat.
Very cool. You got it, buddy. All right. Safe travels to you. Hey, I'd like to also thank everybody in our audience again this week for taking time to be on the call and also encourage everybody to invite your group for next week's call. Don't miss a week. Make sure that you get together as many people as you possibly can. Listen in on Monday nights with us and then, you know, do your team calls afterwards, whatever it might be. You do not want to miss the special guest speaker for next week and another power-packed fast-track topic. So just one new idea or thought may make the difference for you and your business, and maybe you'll find that one thought on the call here with us on Monday night. So until then, have a great Shackley week, and thanks for joining us. Take care, everybody.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The Fast Track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.